just a quick vartera. The mitzvah tefillin is mentioned at the end of the parsha. There's four parshas tefillin in the Torah. We have all four parshas in our tefillin. There's a difference. Two parshas have v'hoi lois al yodecho, and two parshas say ukshartem lois al yodecho. The parshas of Krishna ukshartem v'hoi kevicho. The other two parshas say v'hoi. The question is, what is the difference? Why did the Torah change this lashon? So there's a lot of raid. Achronim speak out that maybe there's two parts to mitzvah tefillin. Tefillin has to be on your hand, and besides that, you actually have to tie it. That's the vohoyu, and that's the ukshorto. And there's big chidushim that the poskim discuss. Can a woman tie tefillin onto a man because she's not part of mitzvah tefillin? There's a Gemara in Menachos, there's Avnei Nezer, there's a Deacon Nektzois, there's a Rogachover. There's a lot of poskim spoke about this item. I want to suggest that there's a few lines in the Mishnah Chochmeh who says a beautiful idea, and if we'll take his idea a little further, we'll see that none of this, these tzedim exist really, and you can't be medayin, because the Mishnah Chochmeh also asked, why did the Torah change? And the Mishnah Chochmeh says a beautiful idea. Mishnah Chochmeh says that the Rambam in Yesaida Torah teaches us the following teaching. Says the Rambam, our belief in God is not based on all the nisim of Mitzrayim, all the miracles in Mitzrayim. If a person bases his whole belief on the nisim of Mitzrayim, ein believer in Elodoyfi, his emunah is not sturdy, it's not a strong emunah. Our real emunah is based on Matan Torah. When the whole of Klal Yisrael were eyewitnesses, they heard with their ears and they saw with their own eyes that God spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's our emunah. But the emunah, until Matan Torah, the emunah which was based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's emunah reifefes, that's emunah sheyesh bo doifi. It's not a strong emunah. Says the Mishnah Chochmeh, beautiful in Parshas B'Shalach, he says it in the Shira. He says that the two parshas, I'm changing a little bit from his words, the two parshas where the Torah says Vohoyu, they are before Matan Torah. The two parshas of Kshartom, that's later on in the Torah, it's after Matan Torah. Tefillin is our emunah. We put our emunah onto ourselves. We tie our emunah onto our arms, close to our hearts. We believe in God and we tie this emunah to our hearts. Before Matan Torah, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the tefillin sat on our arms. But they were not tied there. After Matan Torah, the Torah changes of Shartom. Then the emunah is tied onto our arms. That's what the Mishnah Chochmeh teaches us. That's why the Torah says originally, Behoyu, the tefillin are sitting there, but you can move them. It's emunah sheyesh badoifi. After Matan Torah, Ukshartom, they tied because you were eyewitnesses to every piece of Ayamunah. Ad kan divra meshechochme, in the Zeus Abroche, is Mayrich, that's what it means. Torah tzivolonu moishu mirosho, kibbutz yankiv. When did Torah become a mirosho? When did it become the Torah Doris after? Vayivishu melech bis asiv rosh yom, yachat shivte Yisrael, the whole of Klal Yisrael stood, eyewitnesses, kakadosh Baruch Hu tom to Moshe. Then Torah became a mirosho. There's no way. Then the Torah continues the Deiris, because it's sturdy emunah. Let's take this Mishnah Chochmeh. Vohoyu ukshartom. Chreinim in all different places wanted to say it's two different issues. There's mitzvahs vohoyu, mitzvahs ukshartom. Vohoyu, the thing has to be on you, ukshartom, you have to tie it. According to Mishnah Chochmeh, vohoyu v'raniv, there's no such thing. Vohoyu is, we're discussing the matzav of the tefillin on your hand. You don't have to tie them. Someone else can tie them. The matzav of tefillin on your hand before Matan Torah is a matzav of vohoyu. After Matan Torah, it's a matzav of kosher. But it's a situation of being on your hand and being tied on your hand. Who actually ties it? That's not the discussion of the psukim. The wife could tie it, like the pastors and the Gemara in the office. The issue is, how does the tefillin have to be connected to you? Do they have to be on you? Do they have to be tied on you? Eibishter's heart, that our Amunah should be an Amunah which is tied on an everlasting Amunah. Meiroshik Elis Yankov, Ladeire Deiris Abdes HaMashiach. We should always be sturdy in our Amunah, and our Amunah should be tied close to our hearts, on our arms. Ladeire Deiris Abdes HaMashiach. Tzidkeinu B'meiru B'yameinu.